obviously over time the subtle signal for any specific earthquake disappears very quickly, and this has virtually disappeared in less than 6 months. So as we're scrambling around the hillsides, we see signals every now and then, but the data is very sparse, very difficult to put together.
Geologists like Mike hope that by mapping the past, they'll come closer to predicting the future. But even if you know where to measure, every earthquake is complicated by a significant factor: how big it's going to be.
We don't know what makes an earthquake start today instead of yesterday. We also don't know what makes it stop, and that's what controls the size of the earthquake. A magnitude 3 starts at a point, you start to slip at a point, and you have a rupture front that travels out and causes more of the fault to slip. And in a magnitude 3, you travel out this far. In a magnitude 5, it travels out for a kilometer or two. In a magnitude 8, it travels out for 500 kilometers. So when we're trying to predict what the earthquake will be, we're saying it starts here, but does it stop after 1 kilometer, or does it stop after 100 kilometers?